checking in to see where we're needed most, I say. Paisley. Well, hello there, Molly. Are you ready to go play? Lexi says. Molly is a golden retriever, so she isn't a small dog by any means, and her hair is a bit longer than most. But she's really smart and well-trained. She already knows Lexi is the one with the treats. Lexi supplies treats for the guys to feed Molly if they wish. Whatever isn't used, we take home, and Molly can enjoy tonight and tomorrow. Molly sits, looking over at the bookcase Lexi got the treats from, and Lexi just laughs and pulls out the bag. Today's flavor is cheese biscuit, Lexi says to Molly. Cocking her head to the side, Molly looks like she's trying to figure out what she has to do to get the treat. Molly is well trained. She has to be around these guys. I know they sounded good to me, huh, girl? Play shy, Lexi says. Molly bends her head and brings her paw up over her nose, earning a treat from Lexi. I didn't teach her that one. She came already knowing it, I say. Oh, I wanted to ask you what you look for when looking for dogs to train. I also train therapy dogs for soldiers. They can be trained to do just about anything. Everything from reminding the owner to take their medicine, sensing when a panic attack is coming on, or helping calm, or sensing when they are having nightmares and wake them up. I've trained some to sense PTSD attacks and help pull the person from their own heads. They're trained to bring a phone to their owner in an emergency, as well as many other ways to help someone function with just a little help. Well, one that already has some training is best. They should be housebroken and know not to jump or chew. You know, the basics, so we can start on the harder stuff. It's important that they don't scare easily and are good with everyone from adults to kids and infants. They should play well with other dogs, cats, and animals as well. They should also be okay with car rides. Everything else is trainable. Why? Well, I have a few leads on some military police dogs, and they're retiring due to injury. A few of their owners have passed, so they're looking for homes, but the dogs are already trained. I'm wondering if we can complete their training and bring them here full-time for the guys, Lexi says while petting Molly. I think that's a great idea. The guys here will love it. The MP dogs are one of them, even if they have four legs instead of two, I say. Okay, Lexi says. Try the guy in room 4 today, though he probably won't even let you in, but I want to see if maybe he will let the dog near him. Sure, anyone else? I ask. Nope, everyone else is fine, so just room 4. Noah has taken it upon himself to help this guy out, even if he has to drag him kicking and screaming. We say our goodbyes, then head to the stairs, where I put on Molly's vest, and her posture turns serious. She knows she's working now. We go upstairs and make the lobby our first stop. I love this lobby. It's like a massive living room with a stone fireplace and large floor-to-ceiling windows that look out over a courtyard between the lobby and the east wing of the building. I walk slowly, letting Molly take account of everyone in the lobby, who mostly look like family members. As we head down the hallway towards room 4, Molly takes off at a full run right to the guy, sitting at the window with his back to me. He's in sweats and a long-sleeved t-shirt, even though it's the dead of summer in southern Georgia. Molly sits there, and the man gently reaches down to pet her. The moment he does, Molly climbs into his lap. What the hell is wrong with this dog? She never misbehaves like this. Molly, you can't run off like that, I scold her as I take a quick assessment, making sure being in his lap isn't causing any issues. He doesn't seem to be missing any limbs or be in any pain. At the sound of my voice, the man slowly turns his head, and my heart skips a beat. It can't be him. It just can't be. Easton? I ask, my voice shaky. This man in front of me just stares at me while he pets Molly. I take a few steps into his room to get a better look